A year ago, the mining bill failed in the Senate when Richland Center Republican Dale Schultz joined with Democrats to defeat it. Schultz will likely vote no again this year, but with a bigger majority, Republicans can pass it without him. It's shifted the focus to other GOP lawmakers, like Green Bay Senator Robert Coles. A few weeks ago, he toured the proposed mining site with Schultz and several Democratic senators. At the time, he wouldn't say how he'd vote.
I'm studying the issue.
But Coles was happy with many changes Republicans already made to the bill, including a provision that would only allow waste rock from a mine to be dumped in the smallest lakes and streams.
All these things made the bill much better.
The bill before the Senate still includes plenty of controversial items, including a presumption that wetlands will be damaged at the site of an iron mine. If it becomes law, the onus would be on a mining company to develop an engineering plan to prevent any groundwater damage from spreading elsewhere. Critics say that may be impossible on a water-rich site like the Pinoki Hills, especially when this mine could produce millions of tons of waste rock. But Cole says his father was a water pollution control engineer, and that shaped his thinking on issues like these.
So I guess I'm one of those people that I do believe in technology and the ability of smart people to make a difficult situation happen.
If there is any reluctance among the GOP, it didn't show earlier this week when the mining bill passed the budget committee on a party-line vote. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.